Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The message this morning is based on the Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel, where Samuel is called and he responds, "Speak, your servant hears." So, 1 Samuel isn't a book we get to visit all that often on a Sunday. So, we know here Samuel was called. That's what we have. But let's take a look at what else is going on. Why Samuel? Why now? What else is happening? So, to start, his birth is something special. His mother, in the vein of Abraham and Sarah, was barren, childless. It's a theme we have all throughout Genesis, especially with first Sarah, then Rebecca, then Rachel, and now Hannah. And so she goes to the tabernacle to pray for a child. And she's sort of sitting there praying silently, but moving her lips. And the high priest finds this rather odd. So he asks her what's troubling her, what's going on. And he says that the Lord will grant her petition. And so it happens. She rejoices. She has a son and four more children after that. An abundance. But sort of in thanks, she dedicates Samuel to God. She gives him to the tabernacle as soon as he's weaned. So he's probably maybe 2 years old. And from then on, he's living in the tabernacle. He's living with God and with Eli, that high priest. So at that point, God and Eli both effectively became Samuel's father, and he became their son. They were the ones who took care of him. Eli, in a very, physical, earthly sense, made sure that all of his needs were taken care of. But God provided the shelter. He provided the tabernacle to shelter him from the wind and the heat of the day. He provided the food from the offerings up to the temple. And, the scene as we started, he's sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the Ark of God was. It's almost like God, being present over the Ark of the Covenant, is sleeping with his child. And so, when God called Samuel, and Samuel heard his message, Samuel became a prophet. And he went on, throughout the book, he judged Israel, and then anointed the king of Israel when Israel wanted a king. He anointed Saul, and then he anointed David, the great Messiah. But not all is right in this beginning of Samuel. There's some problems with Eli and his sons. They were, to put it quite clearly, they were very awful. They were blaspheming the Lord. They were priests, like their father. And they would take the fattest, the choicest piece of the offerings for them to eat, the part that was supposed to go to the Lord. And they were having too much fun with the female servants who served at the front of the tabernacle. So, in a more modern way, they made sure that before they handed the offering plate over to the congregation to put in their accounts, he took the biggest checks out for himself. And, then on their days off, they'd head down to the nunnery and defile that as well. It wasn't good. And the Lord sent Eli a warning about this. "Your sons are ruining my house." And so, "I will ruin yours. And your sons will die. And over the course of the book, they do. But God says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And he will go in and out before my anointed forever. That was Samuel. Samuel was there to be the son who was taught correctly. Because Eli, I mean, he gave his sons a talking to. He made sure that they knew what they were doing was wrong, but he didn't do anything about it. You know, if you have a family business and a member of the family is embezzling money out of the company's account, you might say, well, you're not helping out with the family business anymore. You're going to have to go. All the more reason to say something like that when it's not just a person's money, the family money on the line, but the Lord's. So there is, you know, a lesson to be drawn from that. Fathers, we must teach sons and daughters, our children, not only how to live, you know, out on the farm, doing your job correctly, helping with chores in the house, but we need to teach them to fear the Lord. We need to teach them the Christian faith, to set them on the right path so they can go in and out before the Lord's anointed here in the church. And, you know, when we say teach, we tend to think of a teacher in a classroom saying, okay, you know, you need to know this, and you need to know this. And there's some of that. But in a way, it's almost more like you're walking through them with your child in a minefield. And you're with them along the way, holding their hand. And if they stray off the correct path, which you, for the most part, know, there's an explosion. But you're with them. You're not just telling them the right way. You're showing them the right way. You're leading them along with you. So, yes, make use of church and schools to teach them. But bring them alongside. Bring them with you. And kids, you guys aren't out of this either, children. You also have to take the time to listen to your parents, to pay attention and learn with them. Stick with them. They are your guide, given by God. So Samuel has two fathers. He has Eli, who in a way was redeemed. He was able, when God was calling Samuel, to say, listen to him. He went and told Samuel what to do. But Samuel was really treated like God's son. And in that way, he is like Christ and is pointing towards him. I mean, both have miraculous births, barren and virgin. Both hear the word from the Father and preach it to the people. Both were sent to set the house of God in order. Samuel replaced Eli's sons, and Christ replaced the entire priesthood. And you, in baptism, you are God's son. St. Paul lets us know that, said that we are adopted as sons, we are brothers with Christ. And that is a comfort, that we are God's son, for both guys and ladies. And he too raises us up to be faithful, raises us like a child. He starts, makes sure that we have our milk, cradles us in his arms, leads us to solid food, gradually works us up, sets us straight in our teenage years, and makes sure that we follow his ways. He speaks with us in his word. He gives us his advice, his wisdom. As the wisdom of a father from his many years of experience. And we respond with prayer. We respond, "Our Father." We bring to him our troubles and our cares. And he hears us. And maybe he doesn't lead us straight to the right answer. Maybe he says, "You need to learn this one by experience." Maybe he gives us the perfect piece of advice that we've been looking for this whole time. And now we really have that right perspective to go back out there and know how to live our life. And he finishes up the talk and says, "Son, you're not doing everything just perfect, but I'm proud of you." And when we're just plain wrong, he tells us. He lets us know so that we can change our ways. Tells us things that no one else can. And when our life is threatened, he lays down his own life to save his child, as a father would. And so Samuel was sitting there thinking it was his earthly father calling him, but behind it was God himself calling him. It is the same for us. We have our earthly fathers, but it is our heavenly Father who works through them and calls us even apart from him. So we are able to be raised in the house of God, raised into a faithful priest, taught the way of the Lord, so that we can point to the Lord's anointed. Samuel pointed out the Lord's anointed by anointing him with oil, and we anoint him by following his word. But lastly, as son, there's inheritance. My dad's told me, "You're the firstborn. When I die, everything is going to pretty much go to you right away. Now, you need to take care of your brother and sister with that. You need to make sure they have enough. They're still in high school right now. They can't necessarily take care of themselves. You might need to move there. But there will be plenty of money. We've got good life insurance." And, you know, with God, you could say there's good life insurance, eternal life. That's our inheritance. We have an abundance of life, of grace, of love. And so we can make sure that our brothers and our sisters have enough. Samuel took care of Israel. God gave him enough wisdom, enough strength. He was its last judge before the kings. He offered sacrifice on their behalf when he became the main priest. And he taught them the word of God that he was taught from his father. So let us too, as children of God, turn from what he has turned to what he has taught us and teach our children the same. From pastor to congregation, and from father to children. And in order to know that, we must first say, "Speak, for your servant hears." In the name of Jesus, amen.